de alcuni luoghi.
Such knowledge in Krishna consciousness can be achieved by a faithful person who believes firmly in Krishna. One is called a faithful man. He thinks that simply by acting in Krishna consciousness, one can attain the highest perfection.
Yes. Faith. There are different kinds of faith. But in Krishna consciousness, the primary condition of faith is to believe that simply by serving Krishna, everything will be complete. Krishna, there is a verse in it is not work. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, there is a verse. Saddha sabde vishta sudhira nishchar Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita har. There are different kinds of activities. Karma, jnana, yoga, especially everything, all activities are grouped under three headings. One is karma, fruitive activities. People are working to get some desired result for sensory activities. That is generally. Everyone is working to get some money, and money means to satisfy my senses, my demands of the senses. This is called karma. Then, out of many millions of such karmis or workers, one is jnani, or a man in knowledge. When a man comes into the platform of knowledge, when he becomes frustrated by working hard and testing all the results of karma, when one is not satisfied, then he comes to the platform of knowledge. Knowledge means inquiry, what I am. Why I am frustrated, why I am confused, what is my position? That is the platform of knowledge. So, out of many thousands of such persons who have attained knowledge, actually, who have understood what is the position of these living entities, Brahma Bhuta. They are called liberated. And out of many thousands of such liberated persons, one can understand what is Krishna. This is the position. So, to understand this fact, that simply by engaging oneself into the activities of Krishna consciousness, everything is completely done. This is called faith. Faith, strong faith, unflinching faith. That is the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. If we have all other engagements, simply surrender unto me. And that is knowledge. So one who has attained this knowledge, now this is the beginning, this is the stepping stone in Krishna consciousness. That simply one who is wholly convinced that simply by executing the duties in Krishna consciousness, my all other functions will be nicely done. So one has to understand, it is not to be accepted blindly, it is not forced upon anybody. Therefore the Bhagavad Gita is there. Try it to understand scrutinizingly, with all your arguments, and you will find it is sublime. So a faithful man who is absorbed in transcendental knowledge, this is transcendental knowledge, that simply by discharging my duties in Krishna consciousness, all other duties will be performed. Means, I will be perfect in creative activities, I will be perfect in knowledge, I will be perfect in mystic advancement, and I will be perfect to understand the absolute truth. This is called firm, unflinching faith. Faith, I do not mean faith by blind faith. This Bhagavad Gita is not blind faith. Everything is being explained step by step, scientifically, authoritatively. So try to understand. And if you fortunately become faithful, then your life is successful.
This faith is attained by the discharge of devotional service. And by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It sprinkles one part of all the city of Krishna. Over and above this, once you control the presence, a person who is faithful and controls the presence can easily attain perfection with the knowledge of Krishna consciousness.
Controlling our senses means that is also knowledge. Because this materialistic life means sense gratification. So we have satisfied our senses not only in this human form of life, but in other forms of life. So when one comes to the understanding that these sense gratification activities are useless, then he can understand. When one understands that I have tried to satisfy myself in different kinds of sense gratification, just like people are trying, the same thing which they have got at home, just like a naked woman, are they still going to the theater to see naked dance?
Is it?
What is that? They have no idea. The same thing, punapunacharvitacharvanana, chewing the tube, trying to find out in which naked dance there is played. That's all. So, when one comes to the knowledge that I have seen so many different types of naked dance and naked woman, what I have got? What I have gained? What satisfaction is there? Well, I am not satisfied. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. Just like Billamangal Thakur. You have heard the story of Billamangal Thakur. There are many stories. So, he was very much fond of his girlfriend, prostitute. So when one night when he approached there with torrents of rain and with great difficulty, the woman was sympathetic. She said, "Villamangal, you are so much attracted with this place and bone. If you had been so much attracted to Krishna, how you would have been?" Immediately he thought, yes. So immediately went back and went to Vrindavan. So these are the points of knowledge. You see, when one is struck with that knowledge, what I have gained, I have tried life after life, hours after hours, days after hours, this sense gratification, what I have got, and this is knowledge. Then, searching begins. God.
But ignorant and faithless persons, without the revealed scriptures, go to ruin and perish. For the dying soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor the next.
Yes. One who is doubtful, he has neither happiness in this world, and what to speak of the next.
Therefore, one who has renounced the fruits of his ashes, whose doubts are destroyed by transcendental knowledge, and who is situated firmly in himself, is not bound by words, or conqueror of wishes. One who follows the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita as it is imparted by the Lord, the personality of God and Himself, becomes free from all doubt by grace of transcendental knowledge.
Because everything is clear, explained. You can have answer of all questions from this Bhagavad Gita, chapter by chapter. Everything is completely answered. Yes.
He, as a part and parcel of the Lord, in full Krishna consciousness, is already fully conversant with self-knowledge. As such, he is undoubtedly above the reaction to whatever activities he may carry out. Verse 42. Therefore, the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be splashed by the weapon of knowledge. Arjuna, O Bharata, stand and fight.
The doubt was there in the mind of Arjuna in the battlefield, and there was necessity for preaching Bhagavad Gita.
The yoga system instructed in this chapter is called Sanatana Yoga, or internal activity performed by the living entity. This yoga has two divisions of action called sacrifice. One is called sacrifice of one's material possessions, and the other is called knowledge itself, which is pure spiritual activity. If sacrifice of one's material possession is not dovetailed for spiritual realization, then such sacrifice becomes material. But one who performs such sacrifices with a spiritual objective or in devotional service makes a perfect sacrifice. When we come to spiritual activities, we find that these are also divided into two, namely, understanding of one's own self or one's constitutional position, and the truth regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who follows the path of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, can very easily understand these two important divisions of spiritual knowledge. For him, there is no difficulty in attaining perfect knowledge of the self as part and parcel of the Lord.
Because the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is to know five things. To know what are these living entities. What is God? What is nature? And what is time? And what is work? These five subject matters are there. God, the living entities, the nature, the time, and the work. These things. Everyone is engaged in some sort of work. And there is time control. Your life, my life, everyone's life is controlled by time. We have to live for so many years, no more. They said, to study time, to study our work, then what is God, what I am, and what is this material nature? These five things are very nicely explained, one has to study. Then one becomes perfect in knowledge, and he can act accordingly.
And such understanding is beneficial for such a person who easily understands the transcendental activities of the Lord. In the beginning of this chapter, the transcendental activities of the Lord were discussed by the Supreme Lord Himself. One who does not understand the instructions of the Gita is faithless and is considered to be misusing the fragmental independence awarded to him by the Lord. In spite of such instructions, one who does not understand the real nature of the Lord as the eternal, blissful, all-knowing personality of Godhead is certainly the fool number one. This ignorance of the so-called student of the Bhagavad Gita can be removed by gradual acceptance of the principle of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is awakened by different types of sacrifices against us. Sacrifice to Brahma, sacrifice in celibacy, sacrifice in household life, sacrifice in controlling the senses, sacrifice in practicing mystic yoga, sacrifice in penance, sacrifice of material possessions, sacrifice in studying the Vedas, and sacrifice in observing the scientific social institution called Varnashrama Dharma, or the divisions of the human society. All of these are known as sacrifice, but all of them are based on regulative action, a regulated action. And within all these sacrifices, the important factor is self-realization. One who seeks that objective is the real truth of the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, self-realization. What I am. If one aims to that objective, then his study of Bhagavad Gita is nice. Yes.
But one who doubts the authority of Krishna falls back. One is therefore advised to study the Bhagavad Gita or any other scripture with a bona fide spiritual master with service and surrender. A bona fide spiritual master is in the decisive succession from time eternal, and there is not the slightest deviation from the instruction of the personality of Godhead as it was imparted millions of years ago to the Sun God, from whom the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita has come down to the earthly kingdom.
It is not very difficult. Just like in this Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead says that He is the Supreme. And He is advising manmana bhavamad bhakta, just try to think of Me only, always. Manmana bhavamad bhakta and become My devotee. Madhyadi. Just worship Me. Mang namaskuru. Just bow down unto Me. So simply these four processes, if one can do, he says, Mame vaishasya sankhaya, surely, without any doubt, he shall come to me. So is there any difficulty? These boys, these girls, what they are doing? Manmanabhava. They are chanting Krishna. That means thinking of Krishna. They are devotees of Krishna. They are bowing down before the deity of Krishna. They are eating Krishna prasadam. So the process is very easy. But we do not want to follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, but simply falsely and proud that I am reading Bhagavad Gita. There are so many Bhagavad Gita readers, even in your country. So many. I know. But the real instruction, they will not follow. They will interpret in some way, this way, that way. Or some rascal, commentator, will also induce the reader, oh, here Krishna says that you become devotee of Krishna, it is not up to this Krishna, there is another Krishna. Krishna directly says that manmana bhavamad bhakta, and the commentator says not to Krishna. So how people can understand? You see, a misleading, misinterpretation. Otherwise, if you simply study Bhagavad Gita, you understand these five principles. What is God, what I am, what is material nature, and what is time, and what is what. Then you are in full knowledge. These five things are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand. My dear, what I am? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. They are all my parts and parcels. That is nice, very nice. It is very easy to understand. Part and parcel, that means, I am part, he is whole. Part is never equal to the whole, but part is equal in quantity, quality. Just like a little part of the ocean water. This is also salty. And the whole ocean water is also salt. So qualitatively, the part and little part and particle of the ocean water is the same quality. It is not different. Chemically, if you analyze that one drop of sea water, the chemical composition of that water and the vast water is the same. The only difference is that the ocean is very big and the small particle of water is very small. That is the difference. So if I am part and parcel of God, therefore the qualities which are God, that God has got the same quality. Now you study yourself. Then you can understand what is God. The same qualities are there, but it is unlimited. Ours are limited. It is not difficult to understand God. Why is there bewilderment to understand God? God is also, and it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita and all Vedic literature, God is just like us, a person, an individual person, but very powerful. That is the difference. My power, there are different kinds of power. Your power is different from another man. Another man is different from another man, and gone, gone, gone. When you find the supreme man or supreme personality, he is God. Very nice description in the Brahma Samhita. Ishara Parama Krishna. Every individual person is trying to control, to become controller. Just like somebody tries to become president of your state. What is the idea behind it? To become controller. That's spending millions of dollars to get that post. So I want to become this businessman like officer or false. What is the idea? To become controller. I want to rule over my family member. I want to be controlled. If I have nobody to control, I get some dog to control. This is mine. I'm saying intuition. I want to control. So everyone is controller in different degrees. And the Brahma Sanghita says that God is supreme control. That's all. He's also controller. But there is nobody else who can control him. He controls everything. Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller. The Parama means the supreme. Very nice. Very simple description of God. If God, somebody says, I am God in this sense, so God is like me. Just like if you say, I am American. Your president is also American. So exactly you are like president, American. There is no harm. But if you say, I am as powerful as President Nixon, that is not African. Similarly, I am God means I am qualitatively one with God. It does not mean I am as powerful as God. That does not mean. He is the supreme control. I have got the controlling capacity and I do control in my limited circle. But he is the supreme control. In this way, if you understand, it's not very difficult to understand what is God, what is his material nature, what is time and what is what. And if you understand these five things, then you are in full knowledge.
Right.
One should, therefore, follow the path, the Bhagavad Gita, as it is expressed in the Gita itself. And beware of self-interested people seeking personal advantage to deviate others from the actual path. The Lord is definitely the supreme person, and his activities are transcendental. One who understands this is a liberated person from the very beginning of his study of the Gita.
Yes. Simply if you understand that I have got also the what is called intuition to control, and God is the supreme controller. Simply if you understand this, then immediately you become liberated. Simply if you understand. He is the supreme control. He is the supreme person. Simply this understanding that is stated in the beginning of this transcendental knowledge. Janma karma ma digvam jo janati tatta. God also working. He is also creating. I am also creating. I am creating a Sputnik, a toy, planet. And God is creating innumerable, unlimited planets. That is the difference. I can also create something. But that is not as good creative power as God. But I have got some creative power. I have got the tendency for enjoyment. Similarly, God has got the tendency for enjoyment. So, there is nothing different from you, God. Only the difference is that He is unlimited, I am limited. I am very small, He is very great. He is infinite, I am infinite Shiva. Vibhu Anu. The Sanskrit word is Vibhu. Vibhu means the great. God is great. Asamartha. Nobody can be equal to God. Nobody can be greater than God. That means everyone is subordinate to God. Simple these understandings will make you liberated. Janma karma me vidyam ju janati tatta. Prakadeham. This liberation means after quitting this body, you are no more going to accept any material body. You are immediately transferred to the spiritual world. And you get the spiritual world. Taktadeham punajjananaiti maameti kaunta. These things are already explained. So try to understand what is God and what you are. What is this material nature? What is your relationship with material nature, with God, with others? What is this time factor? What is what? Then you are in full knowledge, then you become liberated. All right.
But then, bhakti is not the first one. The fourth chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the matter of transcendental knowledge.
So, you can stop here. Hare any concept?
When it listens, when you receive it, it listed the different kinds of sacrifices. It said that sacrifices to the demigod can bring a sufficient touch.
Yes. Because sometimes people are inclined to make some sacrifices to appease the demigod. So these prescriptions are there, just like somebody is recommended that if you want to be cured of your disease, then you worship the sun god. If you want to get a very nice, beautiful wife, then you worship Uma, the wife of Lord Shiva. In this way, if you want to be very learned, then you worship the goddess of learning. So these prescriptions are there in the Vedic literature. So people, just like in the modern days, they want to have all these things by material activities. So they are recommended in a different way, but the aim is the same. But when one can understand, that is also injunction in the Vedas, that akama sarvakama moksakama udaradhi. Either you are desiring some material prosperity, or you are desiring devotional service, or you are desiring liberation. There are three kinds of liberation, desire. One desire is that person wants some material opulence. And then one desires, one becomes frustrated, he wants liberation. Or another, those who are transcendentally advanced, they want to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. There are three kinds of desire. So Bhagavad says, either you become akama. To desire to advance in Krishna consciousness is no material desire. There it is called akama. That is not material desire. And two other things, to desire for liberation and to desire for material opulence, that is material. So Bhagavad says, the akama sarvakama mokshakama udaradhi. If you are actually advanced in knowledge, either you desire material prosperity or you desire liberation from material bondage, all you desire to be engaged in Krishna consciousness, you simply try to be engaged in devotional service of the Supreme Lord. If you want any material prosperity, that can also be achieved by devotional service. That is also explained, I think you get it from the fifth chapter, that Chaturvidha bhajante ma sukritinaj. No, we have already discussed. There are four kinds of people who approach in Krishna consciousness. So, what are they? Atva-athati-vigyas. Those who are distressed those who are in need of money, those who are inquisitive, and those who are searching after or advancing in knowledge or wise men. So out of these four, the wise man is accepted very nicely by Krishna. So that's like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj wanted some material prosperity. So he worshipped Krishna. But at the end, when he saw Krishna, then he said, I do not want any more this material prosperity. Samin Kitakosmi Barangana Jyate. My dear Lord, I am now fully satisfied. I don't want any material prosperity. So the thing is that one may be impelled by any desire, but if he approaches directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then his desires will be satisfied. At the same time, ultimately he will come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. If he rightly performs the sacrifices, they are not needed. But if they are attached to such things, if they do it nicely, then ultimately they will come. Yes, sir.
Was there a Vaishnava calendar which originated in Vedic culture which is different from our calendar that we use today?
Is there any calendar study just now? Please.
No,
why do you ask about calendar now?
We are
not discussing about calendar. When you discuss about calendar, you put that question. It is not a very important question now. That means you are not attentively hearing, you are thinking of calendar. You should be very attentive what discussions are going on. Calendar is not a very important discussion in this meeting. Yes. Our question, inviting question means we have discussed something, if there is any difficulty to clear that. Not to bring some other question which can be put later on. Otherwise anyone can put any question, this is not an assembly, I'm answering question. This is assembly to understand what you are saying. Yes, go on.
In verse number 42, it describes spiritual activities in two, namely the understanding of one's own self or one's constitutional position, and the truth regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is this first division paramount realization? Division is the realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Yes, that I already explained, that our relationship with God is that I'm infinite Shrimal and he is infinite. This is knowledge. I am very small and he is very great. God is great. That is definition of every theistic man. So I cannot equal with God. This is transcendental knowledge. But unfortunately, we are declared, I am God. This is insanity. How you can be God? Do you know what is God? Because you do not know what is God, therefore you are claiming that I am God. What you have done? What is your testimony that you are God? Simply by declaring I am God, you become God. This is no knowledge. Less intelligence. No knowledge about God. This is knowledge. That God is great, God is infinite, I am finite, I am infinite Shrimal. That is it. Yes?
Then, realization of the impersonal feature of the Absolute, wouldn't be classified as a spiritual activity?
Impersonalized, they are very spiritual activities, practically. They have got some ritualistic performance to come to the platform of negativity, this material condition. To find out, just like you get milk. So, you have to find out where the butter is there. So if you know the process, then you can find out the butter. But if you do not know the process, you can say, oh, this is simply milk, where is butter? You must know the process. Similarly, the impersonalists, they think that I am Brahma, but I am not this matter. That is fact. I am spirit. I am not this matter. But that understanding is not sufficient. What is my position as spirit? Then when we come to the Supreme Spirit, the All Spirit, that is perfection of knowledge. So, impersonal conception is simply a negation of this material variety. But, above that, there is spiritual variety. That is real knowledge. That is Krishna consciousness. Negation, just like there is no fever. In disease condition, one is trying to get out of the feverish condition. So, by medicinal treatment, one gets out of fever. But that is not healthy condition. That is not final. There is negation of fever, that's admitted, that's all right. But that is convulsant phase. You may relapse again. When you actually come to the healthy state, then your life. So negation of fever is not as good as your healthy life. So negation of this materialistic idea, impersonality, is not complete knowledge. Because I am spirit soul. I am active even in this material disease condition. How much active I must be in my healthy condition? That is real knowledge. Healthy condition does not mean that I am dead. This is no treatment. If some physician comes and tells to the patient, oh, you are so suffering. All right, let me cut your throat. So you will not suffer. Everything will be stopped. Is that good treatment? You have to stop his fever and feed him into his healthy life. That is treatment. Simply stop a simple irrigation. Why? That is not true. You cannot remain bad because you are acting. If you are forcibly made into voidness, how long you can remain in voidness? As soon as this so-called voidness is finished, you come to this activity. So you have to be situated in your real activity. That is it. The real activity is Krishna consciousness activity. And that is not impersonal. That is personal.
Would that be
clean to your heart?
You should just try and remember
Krishna
every word and every time.
No, by simply chanting, your heart will be clean.
Try.
Yeah. practices, one chanting, therefore we give regulative principle that one must chant at least 16 rounds. The first thing is that you should chant without any offense. You see, in the beginning, there may be so many offenses, but the chanting will be perfect when you are free from 10 kinds of offenses. You can understand those 10 kinds of offenses and explain several times from your God brother. Yes. Yes. Because you are personal, we are not impersonal. This is spiritual variety. You are talking of no variety. Is it not? You are asking me why there are so many varieties. This is your plain question.
That.
That is also another variety. So, you want variety less. Is it not?
No. I am asking, why is it necessary? Why are they necessary?
They are not necessary for a person who is advanced. But in the preliminary stage, we have such necessity. This creates atmosphere. But at the same time, these varieties are not, it is a material variety. They are spiritual varieties. The place where we are trying to approach Vaikuntha, there the inhabitants are like this. They have got this tilak, they have got, of course we haven't got four hands, but they have got four hands, there are two hands also, and they are dressed like this. So, these things are not material varieties. As much as the chanting is not material vibration. Besides that, any path you follow, you have to follow the regulative principles as they are enacted by authorities. So in our disciplic succession, previous acharyas, they have advised that you should have your dress like this, you should have your head like this. So we have to follow that. Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. Our principle is to follow the footprints of authorities. So these things are not unauthorized. These are being followed from time immemorial. This dress, this tilak, this chanting, everything. Just like you see the picture of Lord Chaitanya, we are following the same principles which was being enacted 500 years ago. The same principle we are following. We are not introducing anything new. We are simply following the footprints of our predecessors. That's all. Just like we are trying to understand Bhagavad Gita. Just Arjuna understood. Arjuna was direct hearer from Krishna. So as he understood Bhagavad Gita, we are trying to understand in that way. Krishna said, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. That you give up all other engagements, you just surrender unto me. Of what you are preaching, we are also saying that you surrender unto Krishna. Krishna said you surrender unto me because he is the Supreme Person himself. And we are canvassing you surrender to Krishna. So what is the difference? There is no difference. Mahajana Dina Gatastha Pantha. The spiritual path is to follow the footprints of predecessors, great acharyas, who has realized. Then you become perfect. Not imitate, but to follow. Imitation is different. So this is not imitation, but this is following the footprints. So one who wants to become devotee, he has to follow certain rules and regulations which are enacted by authorized persons in this line. We cannot deny it. Therefore, there is necessity. Yes. Because they want something new, which is very old. There is a song by a great dramatist in India. He is singing, Atta Notun Kichu Kara. That means you do something, invent something new. You invent something new. And then you become very popular. You see? That is the way of modern thought. You invent something new. Not modern, this is going on. Just like there is a person in the Vedic literature, Naso Muni Jasta Matangana Bhinnam. If you want to be a Muni or a sage, you must put forward some new theory. Otherwise, he is not a philosopher. A philosopher is not counted a philosopher unless he defies all other philosophers and puts some new theory. And that is going on. Nāsau munijyasthamatangna bhinna. So whose philosophy will accept? Every day you will find a new philosopher. So whom to follow? Therefore, out of disgust, everyone is trying to follow his own principle, whatever he likes. And there are some missionary activities, they also advocate that you can do whatever you like, and you get God. So people are trying like that. But our process is different. We are following the old principle. We do not say something new. The old saying, as Krishna said 5,000 years ago, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. So nothing new. We are simply repeating that our Hare Krishna. It is also repetition. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. What is that English word, putting the old wine in a new bottle? What is that? So, it is old wine, simply putting in new bottles. That's all. And what is new? There is nothing new in the world. The sun was rising on the eastern side. Still it is rising on the eastern side. The sun was setting on the western side. It's still setting. Your forefathers, grandfathers, they are also eating, you are also eating. They also died and we shall also die. What new thing is there? They died and we will not die. What new we can give? Nothing. You have to follow by nature's law the old principles. They died, I will have to die. They ate, I am eating. They beget children, I am also begetting. So what is the difference? What is the new? Everything is going on in the old principles. It is simply our imagination that we are doing something new. There is nothing new. Āhara-nidrā bhaya-maithanañca sāvānna-metat-pasuri-narāna. We are under such a stringent laws of the nature. There is no a scope for inventing something new. That is not possible. We have to follow the old principles by force, by nature's law. All right. 10 times.